K-State Nation, this is another edition of the Purple Project Podcast, prime time, too many P's, Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Your host, Eddie Greer III, on this midweek Wednesday night, May 15th, 2024. We're going to get right on into here, ahead of an action-packed rest of the week for K-State Athletics. Cooper Schultz, we want to check back in with him. Concluded his turn, his postseason in the NCAA Austin Regional, locked up for 30th place with a 3-over today. It's par 216 down there in Austin, Texas, the Texas Golf Club course, wherever you want to call it down there as well. Cooper Schultz, who carded a 2-over par 73 in the last 18 holes, recorded the best finish by a Wildcat in an NCAA regional who was competing solely by himself as an individual since Jeremy Gandon also tied for 30th. All the way back in 2018 in the NCAA Pacific Regional. Similar to Monday, Schultz started off right with a couple of pars early in the first half. And then everything, it seems to be the pattern during his time, unfortunately for Cooper, but You gotta applaud what he did down there, locking up 30th place after really he was down there a ways in the first day. Really improved his play as the regional progressed there as well. So you gotta give it up for Cooper. And obviously, you know, off of his stellar sophomore season, he's had his ups and downs a little bit from looking from afar, but getting to this point. As an individual, now looking at Carla Bernat as well, Carla Bernat will start her NCAA championship meet not tomorrow, but Friday. And now go through, I believe, Sunday. I believe we'll have a little bit more preview of that as well. And then, of course, yours truly getting off track. BYU in baseball. K-State, I should say, in baseball playing. BYU beginning their series. I believe it's going to be their final home series beginning tomorrow as well. We'll look at that furthermore on tomorrow's podcast there. But back to Cooper, right? Cooper Schultz, no shame. Again, in any level, it takes a lot of effort, a lot of hard work to get to where you at. And for Cooper Schultz to get there, huge for K-State. And they'll tie for 30th place with another guy who's up there, Jeremy Gandon. Pretty damn impressive. Grant Roberts, we have here in a quote here after the conclusion of the NCAA Austin Regional today. Quote from Coach Robbins, "I thought Cooper played pretty well this week." And goes on to say, quote, he was really solid today up until a hole number 15 where he double bogeyed. Halt his momentum. He was striking the ball very well, but he just wasn't able to get hot with a putter. End quote there as well. Schultz, those of you new to the podcast for the first time, from Andover, Kansas, now holds a 71.8 scoring career average, which is currently the top mark in K-State history. He also finished his junior year. Well, I shouldn't say also. Yeah, he also finishes up, I decided to say it again, his junior campaign with a 71.1 average to rank third in K-State school history, just ahead of his sophomore season, where he put up a 71.15. This was a 71.2. So he bettered that this year. So Grant Roberts, again, we have him once again on the podcast. Well, not actually here, but in a quote, all in all, he had a great year. And he continues on for Coach Robbins. He has really come on a long ways in all areas of his game, especially in a short game. This was a great experience for him. And I know he's going to come back even better this fall, end quote there as well. We ain't gonna get into all that all other stuff because it don't matter because it's not really related to us there as well. But Cooper Schultz, congratulations to getting to the regional again. Tie for 30th wraps up the week in Austin with a top 30. You can't, there's no shame in that. That's like better than a lot of individuals in the Big 12. So for him to get there now, maybe next year, if that trend continues, maybe he can get the top 15, maybe get to hit for a top 10 spot. But all in all, solid performances really from the golf on this postseason. Cooper Schultz and Carla Burnett. We will be keeping Carla Burnett track of her throughout this weekend as she in pursuit of a possible national championship. How can we be saying this again? We said it earlier with the women's basketball team. So women's sports this year, as a whole, have been pretty damn impressive for K-State sports. This is the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State in prime time. Eddie Greer III here, presented to you by the KC Metro Mar... the KC Metro Mile. I'm too excited from coming off my workout, my second track workout of the week. Getting into a groove, whether it's in a small block of training or it's here on this podcast, getting excited, and we all should be excited either way or as well. K-State baseball back home at Toyton Family Stadium. They will be taking on BYU starting tomorrow night. We'll have a little bit of preview, hopefully, in the AM session here. I said hopefully, so don't put words on it there as well. So we got that. Carla Burnett's pursuit for a national championship begins this week. So we'll have a little recap of the season to this point there as well. So there we go on that. KC Metro Mile to wrap up this prime time episode, June 6th. It will be in prime time, beginning with the open for the kids. They'll kick us off in, of course, the middle schoolers, girls and boys. And then we're going to go right down the chute here. A lot of countdown now. Countdown is on for the KC Metro Mile June 6th. For those of you in the KC Metro area, that will be at Rockhurst High School beginning at 5. Hopefully, there'll be decent weather for that. You never know these days now. It was raining a little bit again today, but there's still quite a bit. I mean, it's going to come up pretty fast. But I'm very excited. Obviously, last year, and I'm going to keep on saying this, I was happy to be there, wanted to get sub 5, got it, was pretty pumped up about it, and now I want more than that. So we'll see. We're just going to keep on working, keep on grinding, put that work in, and we'll just see where everything ends up when it gets there. But we got unfinished business before that in a tri-relay this weekend. It'll be on Sunday, and then, of course, we're going to have postcast almost a week and a half. Postcast, Bill Snyder, let's go, baby. That's what I'm talking about. Bill Snyder races the 10th anniversary. We'll have a simulcast through the Pearl Project Podcast in the 3Y Podcast with EG3. So we're going back to try to run it back next Saturday. I am looking forward to getting back there and looking to hopefully make some more noise next weekend. So I can talk through another episode, which that's going to come pretty soon. But yeah, we're going to go back to Manhattan, where K-State is, Kansas State University is, Bill Snyder Family Stadium, where it's going to go down that 5K and half marathon going down next weekend. Woo! Cannot wait. I just can't wait. I can't wait. I feel something's going to go down next couple races. I feel something special is going to go down next couple races. And then, of course, yours truly, hopefully, if everything holds in line, get out of here healthy, begin our block for Chicago. Man, I'm just giddy about this whole process. So can't wait to get there. K-State, meanwhile, the baseball team, they need to tighten up after losing 2-3 at West Virginia. They got to take care of business. Got to take care of business against BYU. Can you do that in your own field? Again, I'm going to call it right now. You got to sweep this team. Hands down, you're better than them. You cannot lose a game to the BYU Cougars. They're last in the Big 12. You got to go out there and get it done. That's plain and simple right there for you on that. So that's what's on top of K-State Athletics. And then, of course, in between here and now, if you did not listen to last night's episode, I finally got around to a little bit of preview on the defensive side of the ball for K-State football. And there's going to be a lot of football talk from now right on up to the football season. Of course, Alex Aiden, my co-host on the bonus channel, we'll get down to talking more to defense here as we get going on football coverage here on this podcast, World Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, and get wherever podcasts are found. We are free and available daily. Whenever you listen to, or whenever we do decide to record Wildcat content, iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your Kansas State podcast, Three Mall, Power Cap, 785, Aggieville Alicats, you're at your library for K-State sports, and of course our bonus channel. I failed to do that on the 3Y podcast, our bonus channel. Don't forget about that as well. Greer 3 Eddie's podcast. That's G-R-I-E-R, the number 3 Eddie's podcast. And this episode tonight brought to you by the KC Metro Mile. 5 o'clock, June 6th at Rockhurst High School right here, KC, Missouri. Countdown is on for that. And my race is stacked again. But I am feeling more excited by the day it goes on. So the preparation continues for that, along with Bill Snyder. Let's not forget about that. For those of you back in Manhattan, Junction City, in that area somewhere, if you already signed up for the Bill Snyder, wherever it is, either the half marathon, I haven't even mentioned this, the half marathon course went through some changes on the back end. Nobody's not happy about that. Glad I ain't doing that. I would do the half marathon, but I'm preparing for this Metro Mile. So, I'm preparing for it via the 5K. So I'm looking, hopefully, again, like I said, hopefully go out there and run it back next weekend. A preview of that coming on this podcast as well. So be out and look out for that. But right now we have crossed the checkered flag has waved on another episode this week of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Me and Alex will probably get together. It'll probably be a big week for the podcast next week. Probably going to bring back Alex on next week. I'm going to have to look at the schedule here to see what's going on there. But we have some bonus content on there. So if you're new to the podcast, first off, subscribe, like, subscribe, do the things you do. And then the second thing you need to do, again, only on Podbean, me and Alex will record more K-State content on there. That is Greer 3 Eddie's podcast. Go ahead, subscribe to that channel as well. Eddie Greer here, KC, Missouri. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. The Pearl Project Podcast rocks on this week. Go Cats!